An Ericast listener wrote, "Awesome episode this morning. Wow." And I'm going to turn that comment into an entire new episode. Wondering how? Here's your show. Episode 318, A Kind Word. This is the Ericast for the week of November 29, 2020.
From Ericast.com. Welcome to the Ericast.
All right, thanks for listening to the Ericast. I'm your host, Eric Larson, 701-645-3742, the listener feedback line, as always, or always over the past few years or so. I am squeezing this episode out so that it's all in November, because tomorrow is the 1st of December, and we've got that Sunday Dateline thing going, so we'll see how that all works out. It gets really messy when it overlaps months, and the Ericast is still the weekly podcast that comes out about once a month. I'd like to be a little bit more regular than that, but life gets in the way. I am still struggling with that back leg sciatic issue that I probably mentioned a month ago. In Ericast time, it's just last episode, but it actually is like a month ago. A week ago today, because this is being recorded on the 30th, I had a couple needles in my spine. That seems to have helped. That does not seem to have solved my issues. That's a long story involving the concept of epidural steroid injections. But yes, it literally is needle in the spine kind of thing. And yeah, while I'm not particularly needle phobic, anytime you have an issue that makes needle in the spine be appealing, you know that I have some times that I am not comfortable. So that's the current world. We'll see what 1 week brings, one after the next. But as I say, I'm feeling pretty good now after the end of a long day, and now we'll see how it goes. So I have lost track of my studio letters at this point. I keep moving around so much. I think this has become Studio E for Eric's room, was formerly Eric's den, and then became Ruth's den for a bit, and now Ruth is downstairs, isolated from everyone else in the family for her teaching, and I am back in this space where I can operate in weird hours, because quirky back problems sometimes cause you to be up in the middle of the night, and it's a little bit awkward if you are in the bedroom with your spouse. So I'm just kind of floating around this room. This is the 60s den, though it's actually more of a 70s den, but it is decorated in kind of a late 60s, early 70s vibe. I've got a funky pole lamp in the corner and a knockoff Ames chair and a Mayo landscape painting and a lava lamp with a story behind it and my vintage console stereo without the stereo in it because the stereo was all broken and damaged, but it's a really nice cabinet that currently holds all of my Commodore 64 stuff. Yeah, it's a nice space. So anyway, that is where I'm coming to you now. It was the most convenient spot here. And right now the shed, Studio D, from last time is about 19 degrees. And that's Fahrenheit. We are close to Canada, but we don't measure in Celsius here. So it's going to a nighttime low of 16 Fahrenheit tonight. And then it's going to warm up a little bit. But it was a pleasant Thanksgiving. We had highs in the 50s for a day or two in there. And now we're into the more typical 30-some degrees during the day and around 20-ish at night, and that's your weather report for the Ericast for late November, early December 2020. So anyway, after the last episode, and for just a brief update, if you don't recall, last episode I was talking about a year ago and how you know the stuff I'd commented on related to going to EDUCAUSE in Chicago and coming back and discussing that, and I brought those elements of that episode back. And I just thought it was, you know, kind of interesting to say, hey, here's what life was like a year ago. All right. So then I got a note from an Ericast listener in Facebook Messenger. And it said, as you've already heard, quote, "Awesome episode this morning. Wow." And my response was not thanks, but quote, really? Like, sure, I thought it was kind of interesting to juxtapose last year to right now, but I didn't think it was wow worthy. Big thanks for the compliment, of course, but I'm confused. To which the listener responded, you know, wow, as in so crazy to hear your words from a year ago. Wow, as in even the utterance of pandemic. It was cool. Huh. So here's my encouragement or imploring to you. And that is, if you have a kind thing to say, Say it. I think I've probably said this before in the Aircast, but it bears repeating. You know, if something crosses your mind like, oh, that's neat, but they probably know that, or they're probably already thinking that, or they don't need to hear that from me, go ahead and say it, because, oh, maybe they don't need to hear it from you, but they'll probably like to hear it from you, because they might not be thinking that. So for me, I'm kind of throwing these words off into the universe. Oh, by the way, speaking of universe stuff, what is the name of that big telescope in Puerto Rico, the Arecibo telescope or whatever, that those of us who are old remember it for years and years and years, like 3-2 on Contact on PBS, and oh, isn't that neat? And then the James Bond movie, whichever one it was Goldfinger or something, where they're running across the radio telescope. And then the sad news that after being hit by a couple hurricanes, it's all collapsing and they're going to have to tear it down because it's too old and unsafe to try and refix it. But that was the one that launched the message off into space saying, here we are, come eat us, we're delicious. I don't think that's what it said, but then people did at some point realize, should we really be broadcasting this into space? And then people said, yeah, but we've been broadcasting I Love Lucy and Leave It to Beaver into space, and so they'll probably figure out that we're delicious, so maybe we should just be intentional about it. I don't know. Anyway, so the Aircast just kind of gets flung off into space, and I don't know if, there are some downloads I can look at. I guess you're downloading it, but I don't know if this makes any sense. I don't get that many calls to the listener feedback line. I still occasionally run into Digital Dan in the grocery store. He's doing well. Right? So hearing, oh, that was a cool episode, that caused me to reflect on something. Like, well, that's actually really nice to hear. And if it's nice for me to hear something that simple, I would encourage and implore you to say something that's nice and simple. And as I was reflecting on this being the topic, because I've been actually thinking about this since that comment came in a couple weeks ago, I glanced at Twitter tonight and I saw something interesting. Random person said, my lukewarm take for today, getting praise for your work is great, but getting honest critical feedback is usually better. Okay. And then one of my faculty colleagues at my institution, great professor of theology, super cool, known him for years, had replied, how about praise for your work that includes honest critical feedback? That would be better, and the two need not be at odds. And I think that's pretty profound. In fact, I'm going to go even half a step further and say, of the two, go with the praise, right? I understand that the constructive feedback, well, it's constructive. Yeah, do a double check on that. Because it may or may not be necessary or useful or productive, right? Right now, it's possible that someone could say, you know, Eric, if you listen really carefully in your Studio E space, I can hear the clock ticking. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I don't know. Am I going to take my 1980 vintage wooden fancy schmancy clock down and try to pry the battery out of it? Or, you know, no, I love you very much, but no, I know it's there. I know it shouldn't be there in the recording space. That's how today's going. And there it is, right? So if you can hear that, telling me isn't really all that helpful. If I ask, hey, can you hear the clock? Let me know or not, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Right. But saying I can hear your clock might be true. I don't know if it's not, it is or not, you know, but let's say for the sake of argument that it is. Okay, but it doesn't do anybody any good to tell me that, right? And in fact, as I got spun up and more angry and angst-filled about the unkind, stupid minor things that have been said to me that normally I don't even think about, I was reminded of a campus radio program episode that I was doing with a colleague involving classical music, and it was an episode of classical music with a modern touch, and there is an OMD song. We've talked about OMD, and the fact I got to see them in concert back in the before times when concerts happened, and it was really cool. They didn't perform this song, but it was on their Sugar Tax album. It includes a piece of an operatic song that shows up in classical music, and just some references there, right? It was around the time when, the T-Mobile ringtone or whatever, where it had the little classical music piece. And then there's a viral video of the violinist who someone's phone rang. And so he played along with the song that was taken from, you know, all that stuff. Right. And we were talking about that kind of thing, bantering back and forth in this little, radio studio space. And I made the joke of, if Vivaldi were alive today, he'd be turning over in his grave. At which point then Tom, my co-host, hosts the show, is, trying not to crack up or whatever. And I just, do the throwaway, or, something like that. And we move on or whatever. And he later got a piece of feedback. For all I know, it was from you, because I don't know who my listeners are. I don't know who gave him the feedback. But, commenting on that mistake that was in there, and, clearly I misspoke because I corrected myself with, or something like that, whatever. Now, as you can tell from my tone that I'm approaching this with, I didn't really care. I don't lie awake at night worrying about this, but, 15 years later, probably, I do remember it in passing, because what a useless thing to say, right? And I know the conversation was happening in the studio. We were kidding back and forth with each other. I have plenty of malapropisms to my name. I get that. That wasn't one of them. I appreciate the psychoanalysis at a distance, but no, that was actually like an actual joke. Are those spoonerisms? I'll have to think about that, right? Fine. It wasn't one. Glad you thought it was. But so what if it was? Right? What earthly good does it do to tell someone, hey, you misspoke when you said if Vivaldi were alive today, he'd be rolling over his grave. Because if he were alive, he wouldn't be in a grave. And if he were alive and he were in a grave, he wouldn't be rolling over. He'd be screaming in panic because he would be alive and yet buried. Right? I mean, like, who's... Okay. So, all I'm saying, or as an aside, Ruth does this, all's I'm saying, now someone would say, it's all, it's not all's, right, it's a colloquialism, all's I'm saying, right, okay, so I say all I'm saying, but Ruth often says all's, as not, she knows how to speak English real good, it's just a thing. Why? Do you know the bear in the kayak video? If I say, why, bear? Why? Why are you making that comment, bear? Why? It's not even food, bear. Okay. Why make those comments? So I didn't come to this podcast to rant, though. I guess I am sorry. But just a reflection. And none of my listeners are victims of this. So I know that you do not pursue this line of thought. But encourage those around you to be like you and not pursue it either. And just try to be constructive. Try to be positive. Try to say a kind word. If someone's podcast strikes you as really cool to juxtapose this year against last year, like, wow, things have changed, say that. And say, wow, that's really cool. And then when they're caught off guard and they say, why did you think it was cool? Because I'm waiting for you to tell me that my joke about Vivaldi was technically incorrect. Then don't freak out and say, well, I was just trying to be polite. It's like, no. You say, no, it's really cool because of this and this and this. And then your podcaster will say, yay, I'm glad I do a podcast. So that is my imploration in the context of coming off of Thanksgiving, things to be thankful for. Be thankful for people that say kind stuff, and be the kind stuff saying person in the lives of others. Okay? There you go. All right, we're heading to December. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I usually do oh my goodness, it's February 1/12th over type podcast, right? That's kind of become a tradition, an accidental one, but a tradition nonetheless. Well, we are now 11/12ths over. By the time you're listening to us in the morning, it's going to be December. We are into the last month of the year. So what a year it's been, but try to make it count for something. Let me know what you think. 701-645-3742. Listener feedback line. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ericast from Ericast.com.
Visit us at www.ericast.com.